/ Nevada, paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He didn't come right out and say it, but Jeff Begays, a CBS News national security correspondent, laid out what I thought was the case that this administration wants to roll out martial law just ahead of our midterm elections. That attacks and criticism of the FBI and the DOJ. By the way, the DOJ is asking a judge to reseal the search warrants for the Mar-a-Lago raid. And we don't know if the judge is going to do anything about it. But Jeff Begays, listen to this. CBS News correspondent was on with Margaret Brennan yesterday.
I want to start with you in the news overnight that Homeland Security has issued this rather frightening bulletin, frankly, using language talking about threats to law enforcement around the country. Nicole Skanga obtained it. And according to the bulletin, it says the threats are specific, including a threat to place a so-called dirty bomb in front of FBI headquarters. And there are calls for civil war. What are your sources telling you about the risk?
Yeah, this is, as you noted, one of the most chilling bulletins I've read, and I've read numerous bulletins dating back to the days of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And so this is the domestic threat here. And according to the bulletin, which I was just looking at again, part of the concern are some of these drivers, public officials, making statements in support of this search at Mar-a-Lago or against criticizing the search, criticizing the FBI. And so you have FBI officials right now concerned about the safety of their agents, employees in general. And then, as you noted, that dirty bomb reference. So there is a lot of concern around the country, and this is the kind of bulletin that will go out to all police agencies so that they are intent on sharing information because, frankly, you don't really know where the threat is really going to come from.
Jeff Begays, CBS News correspondent. I'll just tell you, I think this is the first salvo, this criticism of the FBI, of the police. I mean, it's weird. The same people that wanted to defund the police just a couple of months ago now are waving the flag and saying, oh, my gosh, we've got to save the police and the DOJ. Stay with us. More to come as we continue at AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.
Weather in the news is 7. Western U.S. states face a deadline from the federal government to come up with a plan to use substantially less Colorado River water in 2023. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation is expected to publish hydrology projections on Tuesday that will trigger agreed-upon cuts for states relying on the river. States face the threat of proposing additional cuts or having them mandated by the federal government. Meanwhile, as Florida gets ready for the height of its hurricane season, Florida Power and Light CEO Eric Szilagyi says drones will be staged in anticipation of storm damage.
We would pre-deploy this equipment and put it into, you know, a category rated type of hangar so it's safe. And then as soon as a storm passes, we would take it out and fly it over the damaged area so we quickly get an assessment.
FPL Air One resembles a small plane and is remotely operated, enabling the utility to capture and deliver images and video of damaged electrical equipment in real time to its command center. There are reports Vladimir Putin has sent a letter to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un seeking a stronger tie between their countries.
Vladimir Putin reportedly said closer ties between Russia and North Korea would help strengthen the security and stability of the Korean Peninsula and wider region. Kim Jong-un is said to have told Mr. Putin that their cooperation would continue to grow. Analysts say the two countries have become closer since the start of the Ukraine war. A Russian military expert told State TV last week that Pyongyang was ready to send 100,000 troops to Ukraine to help Russia. North Korea has also recognized two Russian-backed breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as independent states, causing Kyiv to sever ties with Pyongyang.
That's BBC correspondent Aina Aslam reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow by 153 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver, listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I was watching the Raiders Hall of Fame victory over the Jaguars in one of my favorite sports bars a week or so ago when it hit me. This is my first full NFL season with my new hearing aids from Quality Hearing Aids. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
It's 204, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The wettest monsoon season in a decade is one of the reasons the water level at Lake Mead is actually increased by more than a foot. Bureau of Reclamation officials say the 15-inch increase is also the only rise during the summer months in at least 3 years. The lake level usually drops by a foot or two during the summer months. The nation's largest reservoir is currently at 27% capacity. Lake Mead provides about 90% of southern Nevada's drinking water. Meanwhile, storm cells danced around the Vegas Valley this weekend. They dropped most of their monsoonal moisture in Arizona. The National Weather Service says that Mojave County in northwest Arizona, they got the bulk of the monsoonal moisture with more than 2.5 inches of rain in just 6 hours. After suspending tours for almost 3 years due to COVID-19, the National Security Site, better known as the Nevada Test Site, is resuming free public tours. New tour dates are going to be announced on August 29th, but the tours leave Nevada at the museum at 7:30 in the morning. They return about 5 in the afternoon, and visitors will get to see about 250 miles of the site. Go to nns.gov for more info.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Still seeing some really heavy flows on Interstate 15 as you try to work your way through the resort corridor there. Looks like you're averaging about 35 miles per hour, northbound at Spring Mountain, southbound at Flamingo, and those HOV lanes are still there as well, unavailable between Warm Springs and Tropicana on the 15.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's hour number three of Live and Local. One of my favorite people. He is a guy that tells it like it is. He is Tom Del Picaro. He is the former chairman of the California Republican Party, and a lot of people are wondering what is up with Gavin Newsom. Is he running for a higher office, like maybe the presidency? What is going on that is going that in the People's Republic of California that will ultimately impact us here in Southern Nevada? Tom Del Picaro joins us, the former chair of the California Republican Party. Tom, it's been a while. How you been?
I'm doing great. Great to hear your voice. I liked your intro. You're expecting people to move into Las Vegas because of how bad it is here in California. Makes sense.
And it keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Tom, I want to ask you, you write a lot. I've seen your stuff on FoxNews.com, on Newsmax. And a lot of people are asking the question about Gavin Newsom and what he's up to. First of all, I want to begin with this new California water policy, because somehow I have a feeling it's going to be bad for Nevada. I don't think it's being done just for the people of the People's Republic of California. Can you talk a little bit about what this water policy is going to be about?
Well, I think it's going to be, in actuality, nothing. I mean, these are, when I ran for U.S. Senate against Kamala Harris, and yes, I lost to her, so it's my fault she's vice president. But I had a comprehensive water plan, but it wasn't really that new to me. I just assembled it. We've had desalination on this globe for decades. Singapore has become self-sufficient, even though it has no fresh water source except for clouds. And how does it do that? The tiny island, desal and recycling. Suddenly, Gavin Newsom, who's been about nothing but restrictions, he's running for president. Well, he's first running for governor, but he's running for president. Suddenly he feels it's necessary to act like he's going to do something about it. But in May, Kevin, a big desal plant for Orange County was turned down by the regulators as anti-environmental.
Wow.
So I think this is a big nothing. It's just him talking. But at the end of the day, and I wrote my piece for Fox on him, all the reasons not for the rest of the country to support, to even take a shine to this guy, is that he doesn't solve problems. He just talks.
Hey, Tom, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to take a quick break and see if we can fix your cell phone problem. It's popping in and out, and we'll see if we can do something about that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months with no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada. License NB4265, NMLS 64367.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have him on. Even better with a good cell phone line. Well, I think we've got that now. Tom Del Picaro joining us, the former chair of the California Republican Party and a guy that does a lot of writing for Fox News, for Newsmax, and other publications. His latest, the FoxNews.com piece, Gavin Newsom wants Joe Biden's job. Here are six reasons why that's a horrible idea. You think he's running?
Oh, 100%. He's been running his whole life. He has been told these great things. You know, he's the ultimate in white privilege. He has the Getty Oil has lifted him up from day one. He's related to Nancy Pelosi through marriage. The Brown family has lifted him up. He has no particular success. What I do in that article is cover his career, which has been a failure all along. But, you know, in California, money talks and being liberal talks. And so he keeps getting elevated, but the results aren't there. And he inherited some of the problems of California, to be sure, but he hasn't fixed any. And Kevin, just take the supply chain crisis. It's everywhere, right? It's everywhere in the news. Everybody in the United States has seen the pictures of the boats offshore. All he's done is attend two press conferences. Yeah, if a normal person, if they were governor, would sit the parties down and work through long-term solutions until real progress was made. But like I said, he's done nothing but attend two press conferences. California has a $300 billion budget coming up this year. I'll say that again, $300 billion, and not a penny's going there. So he is the ultimate friend of mine, talk radio host, calls him Game Show Gavin. He shows up, wants to give stuff away, but nothing gets solved. By the way, I have a big piece coming out tomorrow at Fox saying, make no mistake about it, the FBI and the DOJ want to choose who can run for president. We're in
really
serious times. Oh, yeah. I mean, let's just I'll just give you a preview, if you don't mind.
No, please do.
I mean, think about this. They went in and they raided Mar-a-Lago. Now, when was the last time they raided a Democrat? Answer, none. But there are questions in people's mind about whether Trump did something wrong or not. But there can be no question that in 2015, Hillary Clinton, before she formally announced for president, the FBI and the CIA knew she violated the law. She had a server in her house. There's no question that server had confidential documents on it. That same year, if you remember, David Petraeus was literally charged with a crime for having a laptop and documents at his house. But she had a fixed server. So she had clearly broken the law. What happened over the next year to her legally? Well, the FBI investigated her, but we all remember July 5th, Comey standing on the national stage at 7:30 in the morning, our time, saying, yeah, here's all the things she did, but I don't really think she meant it. And no charge. And she got to run for president. What's going on with Trump? He hasn't announced again, but they've been hunting this man since day one. And I go through this example and lay out the case. They literally are trying to decide, like military coups. You and I are old enough to remember all these military coups around the world where they displace a president because they don't like his policies. And then they put in their own person to, quote, the next election.
Yeah, they call them they call them third world countries. And now we're acting like a third world country.
Absolutely. Even the president, I don't know if you saw last week, Kevin, the president of El Salvador ripped the United States, saying if we did that here, the United States would give us grief. Just think about that. El Salvador, quite the checkered past, right? And yet they're questioning us. We've given up this mantle. But it's very serious what the DOJ and the FBI are doing here. You know, if you're a Republican, take Peter Navarro. He committed a misdemeanor, and he's arrested at the airport and put in handcuffs. Andrew McCabe committed a felony four times. And what happened to him? He sued the government for benefits and got them and got no penalty. So if you're a Democrat or someone at the DOJ trying to alter election outcomes, you don't get this. But Republicans do. And this is an incredibly dangerous moment in American history that this is going on. And I don't know quite where it ends, but I'm pleased that Victor David Hansen last week, also on Fox, wrote a scathing piece about this moment in history. And this is my submission as well. The DOJ and the FBI have no business in politics, and they're there. And that's the danger of big government.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to talk about the Inflation Reduction Act. And first of all, is it really going to reduce inflation? And is it, by the way, why do we need 87,000 IRS agents?
I just want you to know I don't identify as Tom DelBacaro. I identify as Nolan Ryan because they just passed a law saying it's inflation reduction. It's Kevin, we have inflation because, and I wrote this, I can't remember exactly where, either the Epic Times or somewhere. Look, and Newsmax. Inflation is a simple concept. If you print money, the government, too fast compared to the amount of economic output, the delta becomes inflation. So starting in 2020, what happened? Because of COVID, we shut things down. But also what happened is they spent an extra $4 trillion almost. They printed all of that. It was all deficit spending, hence underlying inflation. So what does this bill do? This bill wants to spend another $800 million, right? But economic output is falling. It's all deficit spending. This has no more chance of stopping inflation than I do of pitching tonight in the major leagues, and I really want to. So this is a fraud. This is a continuation. It is hurting the poor the most. And so a year from now, we're going to have the same inflation. And remember, for the Epic Times, the day after they claimed that this was transitory inflation, I wrote a piece saying, no, it isn't. And here are the policies that have led to it. Here are the policies that are continuing it. And they keep doing it. But this is where, you know, I asked this question to people. I ask people, what, even smart people that are into this stuff, I ask, what percentage of the economy do you think, I'm not asking you, government spending is? What percent of the total economy? And people are shocked to learn it's 44%. There is no way you're not going to have inflationary pressures and weak economic growth when government is half the economy. And that's where we are today. And we need people in office who reject more government spending.
Tom, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. Let's do it again soon, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Love being on. Talk to you soon.
Tom DelBacaro joining us, the former chairman of the California Republican Party. Sorry about the bad cell phone, but it didn't get better, did it? Yeah, sorry about that. I want you to hear very quickly from Governor Larry Hogan. He is kind of a rhino. He has been critical of Donald J. Trump. And he is he was on with Jonathan Carl yesterday on This Week, trying to sell the Biden successes, which is a little weird. This is a Republican governor trying to sell Biden successes. Listen to this.
You've been quite critical. You called him a failed president. And you've been critical of his handling of the economy. We've seen some good economic news over the past week or so. Inflation seems to be waning, or at least a halt in inflation. Gas prices below $4 a gallon. He's had a big legislative win. Do you see things turning around for Biden?
Well, I think the Biden and the Democrats have a monopoly. They're in charge of everything now. They have the House, the Senate, and the White House. And so
very narrow. Yeah,
so whatever happens, you know, they are going to either get credit or get blamed. And I think it should be a pretty good year for Republicans unless we blow it.
But it's hard to call him a failed president when you look at this legislative achievements. I mean, you may disagree with the bills, but he's
gotten some things done, and he can point to that. We got a couple of things done, but whether they're actually good bills or not, and whether the Inflation Reduction Act actually, reduces or increases is what we're going to have to find out.
Okay, so you, as I said,